The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, don't forget, March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction, set to start at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock. Tickets are still available. Individual tickets, just $50. Or perhaps you would like a table sponsorship. Those are available as well. But whether it's one option or the other, they are going fast. So you better act fast. That's the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And tonight we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at Sageview High School in Pasco, where the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be taking on the Sageview Lobos in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. Our pregame show tonight is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend, former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, we remind you that George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, out of the goodness of their hearts, will donate $10 this season for every three-point make by the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams. Our quarters will be presented tonight by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. And we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And our halftime report, as you all know, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. or 33 Ace Main Street in Walla Walla. During the course of our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report, we will be featuring halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And we can also tell you that our post-game shows tonight will be presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. During the course of that post-game show presented by Chevelle Construction, we will feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by, you know, our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. The Wahi boys and girls basketball teams come in to play tonight with a little pep in their step. The Wahi Blue Devil girls on Tuesday night winning at Hanford by a score of 70-32. The Wahi Blue Devil boys victorious over Hanford, a final count of 73-59. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show this evening, we'll be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. We will also have a Coach's Corner interview with Wahi girls basketball coach Mike Clark. And coming up next, a player profile interview for your listening pleasure presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We will have that conversation for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone, presented by Big Blue Boosters
I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by Libby Burt, a freshman in the Wahi Girls Basketball Program and a member of the very successful Wahi Junior Varsity Girls Basketball Team. And Libby, as we're conducting this interview, the Monday practice session has just begun prior to what is going to be a very challenging week for Wahi Girls Basketball. Not one, not two, but three contests. Blue Devils scheduled to go on the road to Hanford on Tuesday, then go to Sageview and Pasco on Friday, and then host Hermiston on Saturday. Now, it has been a fabulous winter for the Wahi Girls Junior Varsity. The latest conquest coming, a come-from-behind effort against Chiawana in the small gym last Friday. So let's first talk about the win over Chiawana. Now, it was a struggle in the first half, but boy, you guys came on strong in the second half. So what was it that was working in the second half that got the Blue Devils in position to win still another game?
I think our energy just wasn't like our team. The energy wasn't exactly, we weren't playing with each other. It was more like for ourselves. Not exactly like that, but I feel like in the second half, we all just worked together, and especially on our offense, which we were struggling with in the first half, it kind of just came together, and just we were attacking the basket more, and just we got a lot of free throws, and I think that put us ahead. We were struggling a bit with our defense in the first half, and I think that also came together in the second, and that just put us ahead, and just the connection between us, I feel like, was strengthened as we were working together and communicating better.
And this latest victory over Chiawana, if I'm not mistaken, avenged a loss to Chiawana earlier in the season. And this win last Friday, part of what has been a tremendous season for the Wahi Girls Junior Varsity. Talk about what has been just an amazing year.
Yes, I'm just so impressed with us this year. I definitely did not see this being our outcome so far. I just want to give a big thank you to my coach. He's just been amazing this year. I know it's his first year, but it's been a great time.
So tell me, what is it like playing for one Hebrew Ingram?
He's an amazing coach. I think just the energy that he provides on the court and during practice, it's just motivated me to become a better player. And I can just see that he's so like proud of us, and he believes and trusts in us, and he just like he gives us hope and tells us that we can be better players, and that just pushes me to be my best, and especially my teammates as well.
Libby, I was going to say, the guy is not lacking for enthusiasm. The guy is not lacking for exuberance. The guy is not lacking for energy. I mean, this guy, I mean, is all of those qualities personified and more.
Exactly. He has such a great sense of humor at the right times that I feel like our team is such a fun team, and he just adds a little shine to that, and it makes it so much fun.
So what are the expectations, I dare ask, for the rest of the year? Are we going to see some more W's from the Baby Devils?
Definitely. I'm super excited to see how it goes.
And is there a game this year that stands out in your mind? I recall it all started in early December, basically, up at Lewis and Clark and up at Central Valley. And I was just amazed when I saw the score at Central Valley. I was thinking, my word, this could be a very, very special season. And so far it has been. But is there a game or games that stand out in your mind?
Definitely. Our first game was a little bit of a struggle, but then the next day, I think we headed up to Central Valley, and that definitely, we beat them, I think, 51-6, and that just, like, gave us a lot of confidence for the rest of the season.
And how about a Mid-Columbia Conference win?
Wait.
A Mid-Columbia Conference victory, is there one that stands out in your mind at all?
Probably our Hermiston one. That was a tough game, but we pulled through in the end, and that definitely was a lot, like, really rewarding.
Now, basketball is not the only sport that you participate in. You are busy during the fall, and you're busy during the spring as well, and plan to be this spring and you were this past fall. Tell us about those experiences.
This fall, I participated in cross country, and it was my first season, and it was very fun. I enjoyed it a lot, my team, and I'm super excited to do track this year. It'll be my first season. I did it in middle school, and I'm excited to see what it brings.
Well, we are excited to see what the rest of this basketball season brings for you, Libby Burt, and your teammates on the Huahai Junior Varsity basketball team. A great start to the season for you, and hopefully that bodes well for the future as all of you look to ascend one day to play varsity basketball at Huahai. And we want to thank Libby Burt very, very much for joining us for our Player Profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Huahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Mike Clark, as we're conducting this interview, a Monday practice has only just begun in the Huahai gym prior to a big week of Mid-Columbia Conference basketball. The Huahai Blue Devil girls scheduled to play Hanford on Tuesday night, and then on the weekend, a trip to Sageview and a home game with Hermiston are on the docket.
Yeah, it's a big week for us. We have three games this week. Just eight games left, and it's a week where we need to get some W's to stay in the race.
Without a doubt, and as we're conducting this interview, it is after a tough loss to Chiawana, and what an outstanding ball club they are. If anybody has any doubts about their abilities, just look at the record. They are unblemished on the season.
Yeah, they're really good. You know, they kind of took us out of it early, but I was proud that the girls stuck together and they battled. And it shows you how good they are. They played Meade this weekend, one of the top 4A teams from Spokane, and they beat them by, like, I think 15. So they're really good. They're fast. They shoot the ball well, and they're what we strive to be.
Indeed, and there are opportunities upcoming for the Blue Devils to right the wrongs of what transpired last Friday in the Huahai gym. And again, as we're conducting this interview, it is prior to a Tuesday night matchup at Hanford. That was a matchup in the first round of Mid-Columbia Conference play that was very much to the Blue Devils' liking. Huahai defeating Hanford by a score of 64-18 on December the 13th in the Huahai gym. And then Sageview in Pasco is on the docket on a Friday. And, of course, the Blue Devils did not play Sageview the first time around. The Blue Devils awarded a victory by forfeit. And then on Saturday, the Blue Devils will be playing host to Hermiston. Now, people are going to look at the final score and say, oh, my gosh, 57-31. But if you look at things a little bit closer, it was quite the contest late in the second quarter, a 19-19 tie.
Yeah, we didn't play great that game, Hermiston. It's a big game for us here, and we ended the half with them on a 12-0 run, and that really took us out of the game. It was 19-19, and then they ended up, or 19-17, we were ahead, and they went on a 12-0 run, so we were down 10 at half, and we just couldn't quite climb back in it, and they kind of pulled away at the end when things were done. But we need to really play well against them. That's a big game for us. They're a 3A team, and they're ahead of us in the standings.
And address, if you would, the health of the ball club going into what is going to be a very challenging week.
Well, we have some challenges. Bridget is still out. She's going to see the doctor this week. We'll know more about that. Gracie Pierce was on a volleyball weekend this weekend, so she was out. She's got the flu, so she's very sick. She will not play tomorrow night versus Hanford. We hope to have her back by the weekend. Other than that, knock on wood, we're pretty healthy.
And certainly very difficult circumstances, and you just got a feel for those two young ladies because they're a couple of great, great young ladies.
Yeah, they're great kids, and we're just excited that maybe Bridget can come back in the near future. She's a leader for us, both on the court and off, and she's a great kid, and when we get her back, we'll be better. That being said, I really want to compliment our younger players. They continue to get better, and that's another reason why I think the Hermiston game will be a much different game than the first time around.
You mentioned the phrase, great kids. That applies to just about everybody on the ball club.
Yeah, I have no complaints about my team. I love the team I coach. They do everything I ask, and they really support each other. That's been my biggest compliment to them this year is five freshmen, one junior, and five seniors. That sometimes can be a tough dynamic to coach. They've been great. They've all been great, and I am so thankful and blessed to have them as my team.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at Courtside and continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Walhigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark, Shayla Creason at guard, 5'6" tall, and a senior. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5'6" tall, and a senior.
Delilah Franzen at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Bridget Boyd at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior. And Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. The starting lineup for the Sageview Lobos, as announced by head coach Allison Stanley. Starting at guard will be Dulce Magana-Ortiz, 5 feet 2 inches tall and a freshman. Sheree Hill at guard, 5 feet 7 inches tall and a freshman. Ava Thomas at guard, 5 feet 7 inches tall and a freshman. Kehlani Cardenas at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a freshman. And Harper Whitby at forward, 6'1 and a freshman. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And we will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Sageview High School in Pasco after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Three out of four people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Elsewhere in the Mid-Columbia Conference this evening on the boys' and girls' sides, to coincide, I should say, with the doubleheader that's about to transpire between Wahigh and Sageview. Southridge is playing host to Richland. Hanford is at Hermiston. Kennewick is at Pasco. And Kamiakin is playing host to Chiawana. And we will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Sageview High School in Pasco after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Sageview High School in Pasco, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at Courtside, concluding our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with a look at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings on the girls' side. I'm sure it comes as no shock that in the 4A race, Chiawana undefeated, 11-0, the Lady Riverhawks 15-0 on the season. Richland is next with an 8-4 conference record, followed by Kamiakin at 6-5. Pasco is 2-9. Hanford is 2-9. In the 3A classification, Southridge leading the roost with a 9-2 conference record, and what a marvelous season it's been for the Suns. Hermiston is next at 7-5. Kennewick follows at 6-5. The Wahai Blue Devil girls are 5-6. And Sageview is 0-11. And it's been quite a struggle for Sageview. 0-11 in league play, 0-12 overall. Many of those losses coming by forfeit. In fact, when Wahai and Sageview got together in the Wahai gym recently, Wahai won that game by forfeit, that back on December the 19th. And Sageview coming off an overwhelming defeat at the hands of Southridge. The Suns defeated at Sageview on Tuesday night by a score, would you believe, of 90-2. That's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our good friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to Sageview High School in Pasco after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Sage U High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. And our first quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Going to be starting this game just a little tardy. We do have one score to pass along to you in earlier action this evening. The Wall High Blue Devil Junior Varsity boys suffering a tough loss to Sageview. The Lobos coming out victorious by a final score of 65-62. Delilah Franzen will jump center for the Blue Devils, and she'll be opposed by Whitby of Sageview in the center circle. And we are set and ready to get this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game underway, the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Friday night. Ball in the air, the tip control by the Blue Devils, and we are underway. Corinne Hayes, far side, Bridget Boyd. Along the baseline, bounce pass inside for Billingsley. Bounce it far side to Hayes. Hayes will go into the lane strong, throw it up, and in, and a foul called! Corinne Hayes gets the Blue Devils off to a fine start, and she is fouled in the lane. She is fouled by Thomas of Sageview, and Corinne Hayes will step to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Blue Devils scoring 12 seconds after the opening tip. Free throw in the air is in and out, no good. Rebound off to a hustling Bridget Boyd, but unfortunately she dribbled the ball along the baseline. Good hustle nonetheless. The ball now in possession of the Lobos, and the Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. Hill with a basketball far side. Gets it off to Thomas. Thomas to Hill. She is double-teamed far side. Lost the basketball. Driving far side. Left-handed lay-in no good by Bridget Boyd. Creason gets the rebound inside. Is it going to be a held ball? It is. And Sageview will get the ball back by way of the alternating possession. And inbound the basketball for the Lobos will be Ava Thomas, a freshman standing 5 feet 7 inches tall. Bounces it far side to Hill. Back to Thomas. Thomas far side, looks to go through a double team and cannot. She is called for a carry far side, and the ball back to the Blue Devils with 7:26 remaining to be played in quarter one. Blue Devils 2, Sageview 0. Blue Devils inbounding on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley, far side Boyd. Boyd along the far baseline, short jumper, going to be an air ball. Rebound taken near side by Cardenas of Sageview. For the basketball is Hill. Hill in the front court on the dribble. Hill between the rings to Ortiz. Now it's on the near side to Big Whitby. And boy, she is big. A big, big young lady. 6'1 and holy a freshman. Shot clock is at 10. Lobos in possession. Lobos in a bit of disarray thanks to some good Blue Devil defense, and a pass on the far side going through the hands of Ortiz and out of bounds, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Ball into Lucy Billingsley. Lucy with a pass on the near side to Creason. Between the rings it goes to Boyd, high post to Hayes. Hayes, couple of dribbles, goes in strong, lays the ball up and in, knifing through two Lobos down in the low block, and Corinne Hayes gets the Blue Devils off to a 4-0 lead, gets a steal in the backcourt, gets it in the front court to Billingsley for a transition lay-in, and the Blue Devils up 6-0. 6:29 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Lobos in possession of the basketball. Pass near side, stolen by Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. Bounce pass inside for Creason. Creason will put it up. Leave it short. Rebound to Franzen. Far side Boyd. She'll launch for three. Far side. Going to be an air ball. Can Lucy Billingsley save it? She can. She gets the rebound. Gets it to Corinne Hayes, the high post. She'll go into the lane. Throw it up. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Billingsley. Shot far side is no good. And the rebound. A good rebound on the part of Whitby of the Lobos. Lost ball taken by Creason. Creason's jumper just off the free throw line. It's no good. Whitby gets the rebound. Far side to Hill. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Lobos with 5:55 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Wahigh 6, Sageview. No score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Sage U High School in Pasco. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Wahai Blue Devil Girls 6, Sage U Lobos nothing. 5:42 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Lobos in possession of the basketball. Whitby near side. Gets it on the wing. No, it's going to be a pass knocked away and out of bounds by Delilah Franzen, away from the intended target, that being Cardenas. And Sageview will inbound just to the left of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location along the Washington Trust Bank sideline. With the basketball is Hill. Hill drive far side. She'll lay it up and in as the shot clock expires. Nice drive on the part of Hill, and it's 6-2, the Blue Devils. Aaron pass on the far side. It's taken by Boyd. Boyd goes into the lane, lost the basketball. It's taken by Whitby. Now in possession is Hill. Whitby in the front court, near side. Gets it on the near wing to Ortiz. Sageview in possession of the basketball. Cardenas near side. In the near corner, it goes to Ortiz. Pass near side, knocked away and out of bounds by Delilah Franzen into the Blue Devil bench, and Sageview will retain with 12 seconds on the shot clock. 4:59 remaining first quarter, Blue Devil 6, Sageview 2. And delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Friday night. A knock away by Boyd, loose ball taken by Creason. Creason will loop it far side to Boyd for a transition lay-in that is up and good. Bridget Boyd builds a bridge to a six-point Blue Devil lead, 8-2, and there's a knockaway in the backcourt. Ball taken by Boyd. She'll lay it up. No, but she is fouled from behind, fouled in the act of shooting at far side after claiming a loose basketball. And that foul is called on Thomas. That is her second, the team's second, and Bridget Boyd will step to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 4:42 left in the first. Free throw by Bridgie is up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin into the ball game for Shayla Creason. Another attempt coming for Bridget Boyd, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. The Blue Devils 9, Sageview Lobos with 2. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw hits the front of the rim and drops in. Aaron pass in the backcourt. It's deflected by the Blue Devils, or was it? It was deflected by the Blue Devils. No, it was not. Just an errant pass in the backcourt. The Blue Devils will inbound in the near corner in front court. Ball up top, Boyd. Three on the way, is in and out, no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound and claiming it is Franzen. Near side to Billingsley. Billingsley will stop and pop near side, throw up an air ball, and the rebound comes off to Sageview, and a foul is going to be called on Molly Franklin. Nice rebound far side by Thomas, and the foul called on Molly Franklin. Blue Devils tonight without the services of Gracie Pierce. Still suffering from illness. The good news is she did make the road trip and was with the ball club as a pass is intercepted by Boyd. A baseball pass right to her at the free throw line in Sageview's backcourt. And going to the basket, she is fouled, and that's going to be the third personal foul on Thomas of Sageview. And Bridget Boyd back to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first, in and out, no good. Zip zone Conoco at substitution. Whitby back into the ball game, and she is in for Thomas. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw upcoming for Bridget Boyd. 4:25 left first quarter. It is up and it is good. Bridgie with 5 points in the game, and it's 11-2 in favor of the Blue Devils. There's a batted pass, a nice play by Corinne Hayes. The pass attempted by Rojas, who ended the ball game moments ago. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution in the early stages of this first quarter. Blue Devils picking up in the backcourt, and a steal by Molly Franklin. Gets it in for Corinne Hayes. Hayes is double-teamed, lost the ball, recovers it, throws it up with the right hand and missed it off the glass. Rebound comes off to the Blue Devils. Boyd, far side to Franklin. Between the rings to Billingsley. Far wing, Franklin. Dribble up top to Billingsley. Lucy drives far side, gets it on the baseline to Boyd for a short jumper that's no good. And the rebound comes off to Sageview. A nice rebound on the part of Cardenas. Errant pass, far side, taken by Franklin. Gets it inside for Billingsley, who lays the ball up and in. 13-2, the Blue Devils. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. And Sageview goes over and back. Whitby had the ball in the front court, passed it to a teammate. Unfortunately, that teammate was in the back court. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on the Sageview snafu. Near corner, it's Boyd. Bounces it to Billingsley. Throws up a runner near side off the glass and good. Lucy Billingsley with a half dozen in the game. And the Blue Devils up 15-2. 3:44 and counting left in the first quarter. Pass far side, knocked out of bounds by Billingsley. And Sageview will retain. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Lainey Hand into the ball game, along with Julissa Martinez-Bylon. Coming to the sideline, Corinne Hayes and Lucy Billingsley. 15-2 the Blue Devils, 3:44 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Pass far side, intercepted by Martinez-Bylon. Gets it in for Franklin, puts it up no good, and the rebound off to Rojas of Sageview. Pass far side, deflected by Hand, taken by Martinez-Bylon. Short shot far side is no good. Rebound off to Hand. Laney will bounce it near side. Franklin, jumper on the way by Molly, is off the back of the rim. Ball deflected to the far sideline, and they're going to give the ball to Sageview. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Libby Burt into the ball game. She is in for Bridget Boyd. Again, the Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. Sageview inbounding on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball comes into Hill. Hill, far side, picked up by Hand. Crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Pass middle of the floor to Ortiz. Now on the near side, it goes to Whitby. Far side, Hill. Hill off for Rojas. Pass on the near side, deflected by Sageview, but taken by Sageview. Shot clock down to 7. Hill on the dribble with 4, with 3 on the shot clock. Nice defense by Hand. Forces a jumper far side. Shot missed. Rebound to Franzen. Franzen going to take it coast to coast, and she'll lay it up. It'll dance on the back of the rim a couple of times and not fall. Rebound off to Sageview, an errant pass to the near side. Errant bounce pass near side. Rebound was claimed by Hill. But her bounce pass near side, nobody was home. The Blue Devils will reclaim. Zip zone Conoco substitution not to be allowed yet. Julissa Martinez-Bylon bounces it in for Hand. Shot in the lane up and good for Hand. Holy Toledo. What a play that was by Lainey Hand. Got the pass down in the low block. Made a nice move to her left. Put the shot up and in. And the Blue Devils lead 17-2. And here's a steal in the backcourt by Julissa Martinez-Bylon. Bounce it inside for Hand. And Hand scores again. 19-2 the Blue Devils. 2:26 and counting left in the first quarter. Blue Devils call off the dogs as far as the full court pressure is concerned. Sageview in possession of the basketball. Rojas pass on the near side, stolen by Franzen. Franzen down the near side on the dribble, going to take it coast to coast. Stop, hop, and hit from the low block. Near side, Delilah Franzen with the field goal. Are we having fun yet, Blue Devil Nation? I certainly hope so. A timeout is called by Sageview with 2:11 left in the first quarter. Wahai 21, Sageview 2, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at Sageview High School in Pasco, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls off to an outstanding start. The Blue Devils leading the Sageview Lobos by a score of 21-2. We have 2 minutes and 11 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution during the timeout period. Makaya Lawyer has checked into the Wahai lineup. She is out there with Molly Franklin, Lainey Hand, Libby Burt, and Julissa Martinez-Bylon. Talk about a youth movement. All freshmen in there now for the Blue Devils as Sageview possesses the basketball. Far side, it's Ortiz. Stops far wing, has the ball ripped away by Molly Franklin. Nice defense on the part of Molly. She crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Far side to JMB. Julissa will bounce it on the near side to Franklin. Bounce it in for Hand. Good defense near side. Off to Franklin, between the rings to Lawyer. 12 on the shot clock, near side, Franklin. Bounce it in for Hand, shot put up off the glass, and that's all. Rebound out of bounds, off of Sageview. The Blue Devils will retain with 8 seconds on the shot clock. JMB to inbound for the Blue Devils. Bounce it in for Hand. And far corner, Lawyer, 3 on the way, off the rim and over the top, no good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Sageview, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Thought the ball might have hit the support just above the backboard, but that was not called. Play continued, and Sageview knocks the ball out of bounds. There's a bounce pass inside for Burt. She puts it up off the glass and good, off an out-of-bounds pass from Julissa Martinez-Bylon. And there is your Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. Nicely executed by the Blue Devils, who now lead 23-2. A knockaway far side by the Blue Devils. Sageview will retain the basketball. They will inbound on the far sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Rojas gets it in to Hill. Hill on the dribble for the Lobos. Near side to Whitby. Whitby one dribble between the rings to Ortiz. Far side it goes to Hill. Hill with a basketball, and she is going to be hand-checked and fouled on the far wing. She is fouled on the play by Julissa Martinez-Bylon. Julissa with the foul. That is the second in the ball game on the Blue Devils. 103 left in the first. Blue Devils 23. Sageview 2. Near side Whitby with a basketball. Closely guarded by Burt. Gets it to the high post to Rojas. And a shot clock violation going to be called. They did not get a shot off. And the ball back to the Blue Devils, who lead 23-2. JMB into the front court with a basketball. 2-3 zone look shown by Sageview. Here's a bounce pass from Lawyer in for Burt. Burt goes to the goal very nicely indeed down the middle of the lane, and she is fouled. She is fouled on the play by Whitby. Whitby with the foul. And Libby Burt to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first. Around and in. She got it. When it's Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, 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 you will like it, on the table, table, table. Couldn't resist. Libby Burt, second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws off the front of the rim, no good. Knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And the ball back to Sageview with 42 2/10 seconds remaining in quarter one. Blue Devils 24. Sageview with a deuce. Here's Whitby near side with a basketball. Between the rings to Rojas. Rojas, pass on the far side, is going to go by everyone and out of bounds. Sageview turns it over. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Lobos. Annalie Sanchez checks in, and she is in for Whitby. Shot clock is off. JMB front court, bounce it near side to Lawyer. Lawyer up top to Franklin, far side to JMB. Julissa on the dribble, near side to Franklin. Bounce it in the near corner to Burt. Shot on the way by Burt is an air ball. And the rebound taken by the Blue Devils. JMB up top to Lawyer. Bounce it in the lane for Burt. Short one on the way. Off the back of the rim. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Rojas. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. And after one period of play, Wahai 24, Sageview 2. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Wahai 24, Sageview 2. Three from the far side, put up and missed by Kayla Creason. But there for the follow is Corinne Hayes in the middle of the lane. The Blue Devils starting the second quarter of this game with its five starters back in the contest. The Blue Devils 26, Sageview 2. Here's a steal by Corinne Hayes. Takes a lost ball. Sageview turning it over. Here is Lucy Billingsley, far side to Creason. Back up top to Billingsley, near side to Boyd. In the near corner, Creason, jumper from the baseline. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound comes off to Hayes. Her shot inside is blocked by Whitby, and Whitby claims the rebound. Nice play on her part. And here come the Lobos. Sageview in possession of the basketball. Near side, it is Hill. A pass inside for Whitby through her hands and out of bounds. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils usher in a new five. Jayla Ortiz is out there, along with Raylan McNeil, Julissa Martinez-Bylon, Libby Burt, and Maddie Oliveris. 2-3 zone look. High post. Now it's on the far side. Here is McNeil. Flat shot for three, no good. Rebound off to Oliveris. She stepped on the end line, and the ball back to Sageview. 6:47 and counting left in the second quarter. 26-2 in favor of the Blue Devils. A near steal out front by McNeil, but the ball taken by Sageview. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Pass near side deflected, but it's recovered by Cardenas. Bounces it up top, and now it's on the far side with the basketball is Hill. Three on the way, nothing but glass. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils, taken by Libby Burt. Now it's McNeil on the far side to JMB. Up top to Raylan McNeil. Far side to JMB. Julissa between the rings. Now it's on the near side to McNeil. Goes to the high post. Here's a southpaw shot off the glass and good for the high post by Jayla Ortiz. The bank is open at 6:11 on this Friday night. 28-2, the Blue Devils, 5:55 and counting left in the second quarter. Couple of shots inside by Whitby missed, and the rebound off the JMB of the Blue Devils, off a deflection. Pass on the near side to McNeil. Bounce it to the high post Ortiz. On the near side, it goes to McNeil. High post Ortiz. Now they swing it far side. JMB will launch a three, and that one is good! JMB, a Bruce Reed three, and that means $10 to Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. A steal by the Blue Devils. Neat steal on the part of McNeil. Far side to JMB. Up top, Raylan McNeil. Pass on the far side, deflected very nicely indeed on the far side by Hill and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. And a timeout going to be called by the Blue Devils, a 30-second timeout with 5:12 left in the second quarter. Wahai 31, Sageview 2, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Sageview High School in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Sageview High Gym. Wahai Blue Devils 31, Sageview Lobos 2. There's a bounce pass inside for Olivares. She cannot score down in the low block, and Sageview comes the other way. The Blue Devils leading 31-2 as we go inside of 5 minutes left in the second quarter. A pass far side, a nice knockaway on the part of Raylan McNeil. And Sageview will inbound on the far sideline in front court. Top of the key extended. Of course, the sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. And speaking of Washington Trust Bank, our good friend, Big Blue Booster Peter Allen, going to join us for the broadcast tomorrow night in the Wahai Gym as Whitby gets free inside for Sageview's second field goal of the ball game. And it's 31-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. Wahai in possession, near side McNeil. Against the 2-3 zone. Bounce it inside for Olivares. The ball off her hands and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Sageview. Into the ball game is Rojas, and she is in for Whitby with 4:30 in the second quarter. Airtime tomorrow afternoon from the Wahai Gym will be 2:45. Again, looking forward to being joined by Peter Allen on tomorrow's broadcast, as the Blue Devils play host to Hermiston. A turnover on the part of Sageview. A pass going through the hands of Hill and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils reclaim possession of the leather, leading 31-4. 4:15 and counting left in the second quarter. McNeil far side gets to the high post. Bounce pass inside for Olivares. One bounce, and she'll lay the ball up and in after a lovely entry pass by Ortiz. Maddie Olivares in the scoring column, and the Blue Devils lead 33-4. And that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update as we hit 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. A knockaway by the Blue Devils near side. Sageview to inbound in front of the Blue Devil bench. The ball comes into Hill. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Hill with the basketball. Bounce it high post to Rojas. Rojas has her shot blocked on the far side, and Olivares will claim the loose ball, and she is grabbed and fouled. Grabbed and fouled is Maddie Olivares by Double Deuce. Rojas with the foul. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Laney Hand into the ball game along with Makaya Lawyer. JMB checking out along with Maddie Olivares. 33-4 the Blue Devils, 3:40 and counting left in the second quarter. Hand bounce it near side. Here is a jumper on the way. It's going to be an air ball on the part of Burt. Ball out of bounds to the far sideline, and it will be Sageview basketball. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Lobos. Whitby is back in, and she is in for Cardenas. Just inside of 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter, 33-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. Rojas between the rings. Off for Hill. Hill on the dribble, directing a little traffic. High post to Whitby. Far side it goes to Tomez. Tomez will loop it inside for Whitby. Whitby in the key area, gets it up top. She's been in the key for about 7 or 8 seconds, as a ball is lost down in the low block by Rojas, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. The scoreboard update moments ago, presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with a vest. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Here is a shot near side by Ham between low post and high post right side. It is no good. Rebound is claimed by Whitney of Sageview. Lobos in possession of the basketball. The Blue Devils up 33-4. Here's a shot far side off the glass. No good for Rojas. And the Blue Devils come away with it. Lawyer, front court, on a walking dribble. Near side of Burke. Counts in for Hand up top to Lawyer. On the far side, it goes to McNeil. Shot on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Rojas. Pass on the far side. Gets to its intended target, Hill. Despite a gallant effort on the part of McNeil. Here's a pass on the near side to Ortiz. Ortiz near side. She is cut off near side. Throws up an air ball. Good defense near side by Ortiz. And here come the Blue Devils. After an empty Lobos possession. Near side wide open. Three on the way. Up and good! No, it's a two-point field goal, I beg your pardon. Burt with the field goal. Give the assist to Makaya Lawyer. Nice looking shot on the near wing. The Blue Devils up 35-4. And here's a steal by Lawyer. Lawyer goes to the end and will lay it up and miss it. Rebound off to McNeil. And her putback is good. If one Mac doesn't score, the other will. Max all around for Blue Devil Nation with 1:39 left in the second quarter. A 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils leading 37-4, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And right now, the Blue Devil performance tastes good. Welcome back to Sageview High School in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, giving you a palatable score in light of the reference moments ago. The Blue Devils up 37-4. Sageview in possession, and a grabbing foul is going to be called at the free throw line on Makaya Lawyer of the Blue Devils. A near steal by Makaya. But she is called for reaching in. Sageview to inbound on the baseline. Front court presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball deflected, taken by Hand, off to Lawyer. Nice active hands on the part of Lainey Hand. How appropriate, right? Near side of the basketball is Burt. Now they swing it up top to the Blue Devils to McNeil. Bounce it to the high post. Ortiz shot off the back of the rim twice. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by whom? Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, they say. And it will be Sageview basketball. 1:10 left in the second quarter. Blue Devils 37. Sageview with 4. Lobos inbounding. Ball in the Hill. Hill front court. Far side it goes to Thomas. Now they swing it to the near side to Hill. Pass inside for Thomas, and her pass down in the low block. It's knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and Sageview will keep it. 56:4 remaining in the second quarter. Thomas to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Gets it in the lane for Whitby. Has her shot blocked from behind by Hand, but a foul is going to be called on Lainey Hand. A nice entry pass in to Whitby. Her attempt blocked from behind by Hand, but Lainey is whistled for the foul. And Whitby to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 54:8 remaining in period two. First free throw is good. Nice looking free throw on the part of the 6'1 freshman. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw on its way. Off the back of the rim. A clanker. And the rebound taken by Ortiz. Now it's Makaya Lawyer in possession of the basketball. Bounce to the high post. Bounce on the near side. Back up top to Lawyer. Ortiz on the far side of McNeil. McNeil stops on the baseline on the far wing to Lawyer. And then it is burnt for the basketball near side. Down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Lawyer driving near side. She'll bounce it in. Shot put up and missed by hand. And the rebound off to Whitby. Shot clock is off. A near travel out front. No, it is a travel out front. Little indecision on the part of Hill. And she is called for the walk. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 20.7 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 37-5 in favor of the Blue Devils. Nakia Lawyer with a basketball. Side to Burt. Now it's Lawyer. Far side to McNeil. Down to 9 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass inside to Hand. Near side to Burt. Up top for Lawyer. High post Ortiz. Far side McNeil. Shot on the way by McNeil is good at the buzzer from the far wing. Ray Lynn McNeil with the deuce. As time expires here in the first half and here at the halftime, the Wahai Blue Devil girls, 39. The Sageview Lobos with 5. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls, 39. The Sageview Lobos, 5. Our halftime score and our halftime report from the Tri-Cities, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And we begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for the Blue Devils, Lainey Hand with 6. Raylan McNeil, 4. Lucy Billingsley, 6. Delilah Franzen, 2. Bridget Boyd, 5. Corinne Hayes, 6. Maddie Olivares, 2. Libby Burt, 3. Jayla Ortiz, 2. Julissa Martinez-Bylon with 3. The Blue Devils with 17 first-half field goals, 1 from Bruce Reed range, that being outside the arc. The Blue Devils 4-for-6 from the free throw line, and the Blue Devils in the first half were called for 4 personal fouls. For Sageview, short, sweet, and to the point. Hill with two, Whitby with three. Sageview, two field goals in half number one. They did not connect from outside the arc. Sageview, one for two from the free throw line, and the Lobos were whistled for five personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. His Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Wahai 39, Sageview 5. We'll continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil Girls, 39. The Sageview Lobos with 5. And we continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you that we will be back in the Wahai Gym tomorrow for a Mid-Columbia Conference basketball matinee. The Wahai boys and girls will be playing host to the Hermiston Bulldogs as the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play continues. The girls' game is scheduled to tip off tomorrow at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. And we plan to take the air tomorrow at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. I will be joined on the broadcast by our good friend and Big Blue Booster, Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And that's going to do it for our halftime report this evening. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. Our halftime score, Wahai 39, Sageview 5. We'll have second half action for you from the Tri-Cities after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The third quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls one half away from leveling their Mid-Columbia Conference record at 6-6, and who'd have thought it a couple of weeks ago when this team was 2-5 in the conference and having to play at 5-2 Richland. Well, barring an absolute cataclysmic catastrophe, it's going to happen. The Blue Devils leading 39-5 as we begin the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. And here is Whitby inside scoring for Sageview. Off a pass from the far wing, and Sageview makes it a 39-7 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Between the rings, Lucy Billingsley. On the far side, Bridget Boyd against a 2-3 Lobo zone. Billingsley between the rings, near side to Creason. Creason up top for Boyd. Boyd off to Billingsley. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Billingsley on the dribble with six, with five. Gets it on the far baseline. Here's a jumper by Creason. It's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Franzen, who puts the ball up and in down in the low block. Watch out, Sampson's Delilah is on the loose. 41-7, the Blue Devils. Not quite a minute in to the third quarter. Pass far side. Knocked away by Boyd. Stolen by Boyd. Boyd far side. Off to Lucy Billingsley. Far side to Boyd. Free throw line extended between the rings to Billingsley. Near side to Creason. Back up top to Billingsley. Near side Creason. Back up top to Billingsley. Far side to Boyd. Little pitch and catch on the outside here by the Blue Devils. Shot clock at 8. Far side it's Boyd. Now to Billingsley, near side to Creason. Creason will go cross-court to Boyd. One dribble to the free throw line. Jumper on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound taken by Franzen. Far side, Boyd. Shot on the way by Bridgie is going to be short off the rim. And the rebound off to Whitby of Sageview. Far side it goes to Hill. Hill on the far side to Tomiz. Pass stolen by Billingsley. Good hands on the part of Lucy. And Lucy slowly makes her way into the front court. Near side, Creason. In the rings to Billingsley. Back on the near side to Creason. Inside for Franzen. High post to Hayes. Blue Devils right now playing keep away more than anything else as the shot clock hits 10. Near side, Creason. Here is Boyd on the baseline. Jumper by Bridgie is too strong. And the rebound off to Hayes. Put back is good from the low block far side. And she is fouled. Bryn Hayes with 8 points in the ball game, and that foul is called on whom? They say 32. Foul is on 23. Okay, it's on Tomiz. That is her fourth personal foul. And the Blue Devils sub in four, presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Julissa Martinez Bylon is in, as is Raylan McNeil, Michaela Lawyer, and Maddie Olivares. Corinne Hayes at the stripe. Her Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw off the back of the rim. And Olivares will knock it out of bounds near side. Knocked it away from Rojas. And it's Sage Uvall. Zip zone kind of go substitution. Lainey Hand into the contest for the Blue Devils. She is in for Corinne Hayes. Lobos in possession of the basketball. Between the rings, it's Ortiz. Now a pass on the near side. Knocked away by Lawyer and out of bounds. That pass attempted by Hill near side. She was looking on the near baseline for Rojas. The ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And it's Sageview basketball. 5:31 left in the third. Blue Devils 43. Sageview with 7. Here's a long three near side. Going to be short on the part of Hill. And the rebound off to Olivares. Near side to Lawyer. Nakia trots into the front corner on the dribble. Off to JMB. Alyssa Martinez Bylon on the dribble. Near side to Lawyer. Back up top to JMB. Far side to McNeil. Looks to go cross-court. Ball deflected. Taken by Lawyer. High post to Hand. Up top to JMB on the far side of McNeil. Now they get a high post to Hand. Shot off the glass and good for Lainey Hand. Hand with 8 points in the game, and it's 45-7 in favor of the Blue Devils. 4:53 and counting. The time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Sageview in possession. Hill far side. Gets it between the rings. Now it's on the near side with the basketball is Cardenas. Back on the far side go the Lobos. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Sageview. There's a pass to the high post. It's deflected by McNeil and taken by JMB. Julissa Martinez Bylon with the basketball on the far side of McNeil. Free throw line extended. Now to JMB. Near side to Lawyer. Bounce it up top to JMB. Julissa Martinez Bylon skips a pass near side. To Lawyer, back up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Blue Devils playing catch in the perimeter. Near side, Lawyer. Bounce it high post to Hand. She'll bounce it inside for Olivares, who lays the ball up and in. Patience, patience, and more patience. And the Blue Devils go up by two more. 47-7. 3:50 and counting left in the third quarter. And that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Lobos in possession of the basketball. A tie ball inside. Lawyer ties up Rojas. And the ball will stay with Sageview. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Lobos. Whitby is back. McKenna Smith into the contest as well. Blue Devils with the basketball. I apologize if I said a moment ago the ball stays with Sageview. I take that back. Ball in possession of the Blue Devils. Lawyer bounce it up top to MB. Back on the near side to Lawyer. Goes cross-court to McNeil. Ray Lynn almost tied up far side. Gets a pass off to JMB. 8 seconds on the shot clock. JMB on the dribble far side. And she'll get it on the baseline to Lawyer. Bounce it in for Hand. Hand shot over Whitby is not close. But there for the offensive rebound is McNeil. But before she can get a shot off, the shot clock expires, and the ball back to Sageview. We are in running clock mode here in the Tri-Cities, 47-7 in favor of the Blue Devils. 2:34 and counting left in the third quarter. And here's a tie-up at the free throw line. Pass on the far side, a bounce pass by Hill, and a tie-up. And this time it will be Sageview that benefits from the alternating possession. And the Lobos will inbound on the baseline front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Hill to do the honors. And a question about whose possession it should be. Well, the Blue Devils benefited moments ago from the alternating possession. So it should be Sageview this time around, and it is. Hill to inbound. Ball inside to Whitby. Down in the low block against Olivares. Has the ball knocked away by Lawyer. She goes down but manages to get a pass out front. Shot clock at 6. Ball knocked away at the free throw line. Taken by Hand. Off to McNeil. Now to JMB. 47-7 the Blue Devils. 1:25 and counting left in the third quarter. Far side Lawyer. Free throw line extended. Bounce it up top to JMB. He'll dribble to the near side. Between the legs of the dribble. Dribbles to the wing. Gets a screen near side by McNeil. Jumper on the way. Going to be short. The rebound off to Whitby. Outlets it to Hill. Hill gets it to the high post to Smith. And now a shot on the near side. Up and good. Smith got that one. Nice shot on the part of Smith. Got the ball, banked it home. 47-9 at the Blue Devils. We're in the final minute, time remaining third quarter. Lawyer between the rings. On a slow dribble. Near side, JMB. Bouncing inside for Olivares. Open for a lay-in that she puts in. Maddie Olivares with a half dozen. The Blue Devils up 49-9. We're inside of 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Sageview in possession of the basketball. Shot from the high post, not there. Offensive rebound taken by Whitby. Her putback is no good, and coming away with the ball is Lawyer. Down to 8 seconds left in the quarter. Lawyer on the near side to JMB. One dribble up top to Lawyer. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Near side JMB, a three on the way. Going to be short. And here at the end of the third quarter, Wahai 49, Sageview 9. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Sageview High School Gym in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. We begin the fourth and final quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game that has been dominated by the Blue Devils. Wahai leading Sageview 49-9. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Far side, Molly Franklin, high post to Ortiz. Near side, here's Lawyer for three. Good! From the near wing. The case prosecuted very, very well by Lawyer. The sentence handed down to the opposition. Death by three-pointer. Three-pointer near side put up and missed by Hill. Another shot from the far side for the Lobos missed. And here come the Blue Devils, who now lead 52-9. Here's Lawyer on the far baseline. Off to Burt. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Another zip zone Conoco substitution. Franklin checked in during the timeout period for the Blue Devils. Shot clock at 5. Far side, here is Burt. Shot on the way. Air ball. Saved in by Ortiz to Lawyer. And Lawyer going to put the ball up. Off the rim a couple of times. No good. Sandwich in between. It went off the backboard as well. And Sageview comes away with the basketball after the empty Blue Devil possession. Here's a pass near side to Hill. Now they swing it to the far side to the Lobos. Now top of the key. Loose ball taken by Thomas. Pass on the near side over the head of Hill and out of bounds. And Sageview turns it over. Clock continuing to run. We're at 6:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils 52. Sageview Lobos with 9. Blue Devils going with Lawyer, Franklin, Burt, Ortiz, and Hand. Far side Franklin. Between the rings to Lawyer. Near side to Burt. She'll go cross court to Franklin. Jumper on the way by Molly. Going to be short. Saved. No, it will not be saved in bounds by Ortiz, and the ball back to Sageview. Lobos in possession, pass on the far side for Whitby, goes out of bounds. That pass too tall, if you can believe that, for the 6'1 freshman down in the low block. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Coming up on the 5.5 minute mark, time remaining in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils 52, Sageview 9. Makaya Lawyer with a basketball. Far side to Franklin, between the rings to Lawyer, near side Burt. Bounce it in the near corner to Franklin. Franklin to Burt, now to Lawyer. Lawyer, near side to Burt. He'll drive near side, put up a short one. It's off the rim, no good. The runner not there, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by the Lobos, and the Blue Devils will keep it. So we go inside of 5 minutes left in the fourth, 52-9 in favor of the Blue Devils. Pass inside for Franklin, dribbles to the near wing, inside for Hand. Hand lost the ball, recovered it. Bounce pass near side for Franklin is Byer and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Here comes Sageview. Hill, front court. Near side it goes to Ortiz. Swing it far side. Here's a three on the way. Up and no good for Hill. And the Blue Devils come away with a rebound. Decent looking shot far side, but it did not fall. High post. Here is Hand. Shot on the way by Laney is good! Laney Hand with 10 points in the ball game. 54-9 in favor of the Blue Devils. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Saves you in possession. Plenty of time on the shot clock. With it near side is Cardenas. Guarded by Hand. Laney knocks the ball away. It is loose down in the low block. Will Sageview keep possession of it? Now there's going to be a tie-up in the middle of the lane. And a held ball going to be called. Sageview will keep it on the alternating possession. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Molly Franklin checks out. She is replaced by Raylan McNeil. Rojas has checked in for Sageview along with Sanchez. Shot near side put up off the back of the rim. That one by Hill. And here come the Blue Devils after the errant Lobo attempt. Edward Jones, Lawson Knight, scoreboard update. Wahai 54, Sageview 9. Lane put up and missed by Ortiz. Rebound off to Hand. Off for Burt. Short one near side, no good. Followed by Hand is good! Give me the left hand. Give me the right hand. Give me Laney Hand. 56-9, the Blue Devils, 2:55 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Sageview in possession of the basketball. Rojas had it knocked away, recovers it, throws up a shot off of the backboard. And nothing else. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Near side McNeil, high post to Hand. Bounce it up top to Lawyer. Lawyer driving far side. Bounce it inside. A lovely bounce pass to Ortiz for the lay-in. Beautiful entry pass. Nice penetration on the part of Lawyer. And a bounce pass inside to Ortiz for the bunny. Shot put up and missed by Sageview. Blue Devils come away with it. 58-9 the Blue Devils. 2:14 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Hand at the high post. Near side McNeil. High post to Hand, up top to Lawyer. A lot of smiles on the part of the Blue Devils. They're having a lot of fun out there. His Hand bounces inside for Ortiz, near side McNeil, up top to Lawyer. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Near side McNeil, bounce it in for Hand. Shot put up off the glass. Rebound come off Ortiz. Her putback is no good. And we're going to have, I believe, an over-the-back foul called on Sageview, and we will. It's going to be called on Rojas. Going to rule it was in the act of shooting, and Jayla Ortiz to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. High arching shot up and good for Ortiz. Zip zone Conoco substitutions, multiple substitutions for Sageview, including Whitby. Second Walla Walla Day, the grind attempt by the Southpaw. High arching shot. That one's off the rim. Rebound off the hand. Put back is no good. Rebound deflected by Burt, but taken by Sage here. Taken by Thomas. Hill with a basketball for the Lobos. Near side to Ortiz. Now it's the high post to Sanchez, and Sanchez is tied up by Lawyer, and the ball back to the Blue Devils on the alternating possession. 118 and counting left in the fourth. 59-9 the Blue Devils. And after a little confusion, it is in fact Blue Devil basketball. We're in the final minute. Time remaining fourth quarter. The Blue Devils 59 and Sageview 9. Far side, Burt with the basketball. Almost tied up, but got it off to Lawyer. Bounce it in for Hand. Can't handle it, but it's recovered by Lawyer. Pass inside from the near side, from the near wing by McNeil. Goes everybody in out of bounds. And the ball back to Sageview. 34 seconds and counting left in the final period. Blue Devils 59, Sageview 9. Here come the Lobos. Going against a 2-3 Blue Devil zone. Shot from the far side by Thomas is no good. Rebound comes off the hand. Now it's off the Lawyer. Shot clock is off, and the Blue Devils will run out the remaining seconds. We're down to 4, down to 3, down to 2, down to 1. And this ball game is over. Our final score, the Wahai Blue Devils 59, the Sageview Lobos 9. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The first half of this Blue Devil basketball doubleheader off to a very good start thanks to the Wahai Blue Devil girls, who improved to 6-6 in Mid-Columbia Conference play with a 59-9 victory over the Sageview Lobos. At our postgame show on the girls' side, presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. We are going to give it to the only Blue Devil to hit double figures in this contest with 12 points. We are talking about a freshman. We are talking about Lainey Hand. And Lainey, first of all, our heartiest congratulations on the victory. So 12 points in this game. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that in a varsity contest in your freshman year that you would have an opportunity to have a double figure type of game?
Well, not really, Roy, because I'm not really a shooter. I like to play my role, which is mostly like rebounding and defense. So when I was like, I kept scoring, I was like, oh, yay. I was really happy. And then I also, a lot of my teammates that normally don't play varsity were scoring, so I was really happy for them too.
Well, fantastic. And it looks like tonight was one of those nights where everybody was having fun. I mean, whether you maybe mishandled a bounce pass once in a while, or maybe a shot didn't go in, or I'm seeing smiles all the way around. And, you know, all year long, we've been hearing about how this team gets along so well, how all of you just love each other. And I recall, I believe it was Shayla Creason during one of my interviews earlier this year, saying how much the seniors love the freshmen. I'd like you to tell the listeners and all the Blue Devil Nation how great it is to be on a team that has that kind of unity and that kind of love.
I could not ask for a better team. I love my teammates. And there's so many seniors that would do anything for us. And I know that, like, all of us freshmen look up to them so much. And it's just, I'm so grateful to have them. And there's, like, no drama, no fights. Everybody is so kind to each other, and it's just a great community.
Well, it most certainly is. And, you know, I was thinking to myself and mentioned it on the broadcast, who would have thought 2 weeks ago that the Blue Devils, 2 weeks later, would be even Steven in the Mid-Columbia Conference? That's where you guys are now. You're 6-6 in the conference. And that was after being 2-5 and having to face Richland on the road. Well, we all know how that went. An outstanding win, maybe the best win of the year for the Blue Devils, without question. But what has turned this thing around? I mean, you guys have done some good things, and you didn't have a letdown after beating Richland in the Tri-Cities. You came back the next day at Wahai and defeated Pasco by a substantial margin, so there was obviously no letdown there. So what has been the key the last couple of weeks to key this surge in which the Blue Devils have now won 4 of their last 5 games?
I think it's been, like, our intensity. And Bridget, one of our captains, always tells us, like, intensity, intensity. And our coach Mike was telling us after Richland, like, we cannot have a letdown because we can't come off a big win and then, like, beat or lose to a team that, like, we should beat. Which, at the beginning of the season, everybody was a little bit like, oh, I don't know how this team's going to be, because we're a lot of freshmen, too. But we have a lot of good seniors that really, like, push us to do it better.
Well, indeed, and going to be a big, big task coming up tomorrow in the Wawhai Gym. The Blue Devils will hope to keep the good times rolling, but it's not going to be an easy task against a very, very good Hermiston basketball team that defeated the Blue Devils the first time around in the first round of league play, 57-31. But I'm thinking that that score is a bit misleading. I mean, people would be shocked to know that it was a 19-19 game late in the second quarter. So if anybody has any doubt that the Blue Devils can hang with Hermiston, I think you can put it to rest when you take into consideration that it was a very tight game late in the second period. So what are the expectations now going forward? It was great to see everybody play tonight. I imagine everybody will be well rested for that challenge tomorrow.
Yes, I know. We're all super happy right now because we just came off a win, and we're not going to have a letdown tomorrow. So I'm really hoping to win. I think we can really compete with Hermiston. They're a very good team. But we've been working really hard, so I really hope we can win.
Well, Lainey, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your teammates. Congratulations to the coaching staff for getting the job done here tonight. A 59-9 victory over Sageview. And we very much look forward to the Blue Devils game tomorrow with Hermiston. And again, please accept our heartiest congratulations for a job well done on the road.
Thank you, Roy.
Those are the comments of one of the most delightful young ladies you will ever meet in any lifetime. Lainey Hand, always smiling, always a positive attitude. And I want to tell you something. To the Hand family, you have done very, very well. She is one of the nicest young ladies that I have met, and that's saying a lot considering this is my 20th year of broadcasting Wawhai basketball. Been back for a decade or so after a decade and a half hiatus and carried Wawhai basketball, was able to broadcast it, had the good fortune of doing so during the 90s. Then after a decade and a half hiatus, I feel so blessed to be back doing these games thanks to the good folks in Walla Walla School District 140 and, of course, Two Hearts Communications. How blessed are we, Blue Devil Nation, that we have young people such as Lainey Hand in our midst. A very delightful young lady, just a fantastic person. And we again want to congratulate Lainey Hand, who we recognize as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. In our final score in the girls' contest that ended moments ago, Wawhai 59, Sageview 9. And we will continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show on the girls' side after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Sageview High School in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. A lovely, lovely facility. And it was certainly a lovely, lovely night for the Wawhai girls basketball team. The Blue Devils improved to 6-6 in Mid-Columbia Conference play with a 59-9 victory over the Sageview Lobos. And our Postgame show presented by Chevelle Construction continues with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the ballgame for the Blue Devils, Laney Hand, with a game-high 12. Laney Hand, our Eric Kimball, CPA, player of the game. Micaiah Lawyer had 3 points tonight. Raylan McNeil with 4. Lucy Billingsley with 6. Delilah Franzen, 4. Bridget Boyd, 5. Corinne Hayes, 8. Maddie Oliveris, 6. Libby Burt, 3. Jayla Ortiz, 5. And Julissa Martinez-Bylon with 3. The Blue Devils with 26 field goals in tonight's game. 2 Bruce Reed threes, and that means $20 more. The Big Blue Boosters, compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils from the free throw line tonight were 5 for 8. The Blue Devils called for 4 personal fouls. For Sageview, Hill with 2, Smith with 2, Whitby with 5. Sageview with 4 field goals in the ball game, none from outside the arc. Sageview 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and Sageview was whistled for 7 personal fouls in this contest. And our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. In our final score, the Wahai Blue Devil Girls, 59, the Sageview Lobos, 9. That's going to do it for our postgame show on the girls' side. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We will begin our boys' pregame show presented by Hutchins Family Farms with a player profile interview presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions in just a few moments. But first, we're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout, and then we will commence the boys' pregame show with that player profile interview. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.